What up, fuckers? It's Christina Hutchinson.
And Corinne Fisher. You're about to listen to a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
And US and UK friends, Luminary is running a sale. Listen to Guys We Fucked and 30 more Luminary originals, all for the best price ever. You're going to go to https://luminary.link/e/GWF holiday. You got all that, right? Of course you did.
And it says you got to use that specific link exactly as written.
Luminary.link/e/GWF holiday for special pricing for the holidays, US and UK friends.
And you can also listen to the entire episode from this week, which is an interview with stand-up comedian and podcaster host of Only Feehans, the always fucking hilarious Karen Feehan. We talk a lot about sex work and how it affects your relationship,
emotional abuse,
only fans
buttholes,
how to get the hottest guys, and how to go all in. Karen is just absolutely one of my favorite comedians. It was such a joy having her on, so check this episode out.
How did it come to your attention that your boyfriend at the time's mother found your OnlyFans?
I think he told me.
So she called him?
Oh, yeah. She said things to him like...
this is what people
you
that don't
no
have millions of dollars
for
do.
Yourself, you know, just like...
Oh, my God, so hack.
That Tom had no respect for himself right. because he was dating you?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think the lack of respect would come from that he just takes money and doesn't do have a job, but well, that's
I
fine.
Would say that as well.
To each their own.
That's was sort of like my biggest thing. Like first of all, like...
You could tell Insecure's mom is based off of her reaction to this, too.
Yeah, it's also like, why are you so involved in your son's life?
Yeah, it's
like,
weird.
He's 32.
That's such a violation.
It's so... But that's...
Like, leave it alone,
dude. But it
goes
hand in hand. And what's so funny is I'm such a douchebag because he really values his privacy. But I don't care. Like, I find it so irritating that somebody with such a cushy life, like, has like the balls to take themselves seriously. I'm like, shut up. Like, you're fucking.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we just had a lot of fundamental differences. And then, he became extremely self-righteous, judgmental, very hurtful.
He did.
Yeah. Oh. He's like, your pussy's all over the internet.
My mom's words really got to me.
My mom. Yeah. It's like, this
your
is
mouth's
my
on your
mother,
mom's tits. So.
You know? And I'm like, all right, well, I just, you know, I bought my nephew a bunch of new baby clothes and he loves his Auntie Karen's butthole money clothes, yeah. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah, fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of wild and I do worry about, you know, like I'm like, oh, you know, but
I mean, I worry all day. I'm like, did I ruin any potential of me finding love by doing this?
Oh, that I definitely did.
Yeah. I don't think I did. I just I ruined the potential with a guy who can't handle a woman who talks about stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, when you look into life and see how many people have a soulmate, there's pretty much nothing you could do. You could literally murder several people.
And they're like, yeah, they probably pissed you off.
You know?
Right. And they'll still love you.
Yeah. You could still find someone to love you.
I agree. And I
Thanks,
think it's
Corinne.
Because it's kind of weird. It's like, yeah, I do this like stuff and I make money and I like, you know, get naked or whatever. But like, I don't drink. Like, I'm in the gym every day.
You have your shit together.
Like, I'm a very, very like holistic lifestyle. Like,
yeah.
I'm not
a holistic lifestyle.
Oh,
get it.
It's like we're all comedians.
Get it.
You walked right into get that.
Butthole, pussy hole, nose hole, mouth hole, ear hole. What up?
So I just find it so interesting that like, you know, somebody who could be very judgmental perhaps about sex work and stuff could like their life could be led like garbage people, you know, cheating, drinking, stealing, whatever sins they might.
Yeah. You, you spread your pussy lips. You're a whore. You spread your mouth lips. Yeah. Everything's great. Like it just doesn't make sense. People are so goddamn hypocritical.
I think that it's a nuanced conversation and it's like I don't think it's for everyone.
No.
But I also feel like I don't know when men were told that the woman they date therefore deems them their vagina, what they should or shouldn't do with pictures of their essence, the image of their genitalia is all of a sudden like they get to have an opinion.
Like they have the copyright of it?
Yeah. I just don't know when that got decided.
Right. It seems like
Did that particular boyfriend know about the OnlyFans before his mom mentioned something?
Yeah.
So it seemed like his mom got under his skin.
He still wasn't happy. He still wasn't having it. And I think the majority of men, I think, probably would don't like it.
Yeah. I know a couple that don't, that wouldn't, or that have dated somebody in that situation that don't.
But it's weird because all these men who, and I think a lot of the men we're talking about are the same men.
Yeah, they are.
And but it's like they like the overt sexuality, and they like whore. They like all the other things about this person being a sex worker, except for that other men get to see it.
Right.
And it's like, well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That's the saying for the guys we fucked for this
recently
year.
Recently learned what it means. So. Yeah. I misinterpreted that one.
But
cake is for eating. But yeah. anyway.
But yeah, that's so true. I mean, if I really push came to shove and my guy, it was all performative, it was just like jerking off for women, I think I would like it.
I would too. I would think it's so hot. And the fact that other women are getting off to him, I'm like, that's so fucking hot to me because you're sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my ex, who, you know, you've also slept with, had an OnlyFans, and we'll get to that. And I loved it. Yeah, I was encouraging him to do more.
You know
yes.
what?
Mostly because I wanted him to have money, but
that wasn't from you.
I was like, literally anything for money.
It's the finances.
Just do something.
It's the finances of it that, like, it's like really is just men are like, you don't. I was like, if you were making this much money, like, we have to be able to have a conversation. And I would be happy to be like, okay, we can do some boundaries. Like, you don't want me doing this? You want to do this?
Sure. Yes.
There's some musical references you don't like. Okay, sure. You know what I mean? Like, certain color. Yeah. Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, if you're making bank,
then,
like,
what the fuck?
What's the problem? Like, let's just, like, I'll do this, and then, like, we'll go on vacations and everything.
You have a hole that earns money. Like, all you have to do, both ends you earn money from. Yeah. Wait, what's the second one? Oh, the butt?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, wait, do you, all they want to do is look at it.
Wait.
All you have to do is this. And you can make
your butthole?
Just spread
it.
That's it.
And you
make,
see the hiney
and you
hole?
Can make a minimum without trying. Do that once a week, $20,000 a month minimum.
No,
without trying.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Easy.
No, Karen was making a ton of money.
Wait, the month I was mad at Tom.
Show twice a month.
Get me in a bad mood. Double it.
Wait. Showing my butt.
I don't want you in there, Hutch. You're gonna take my fucking clientele. Honestly, I don't want you. I don't need the competition.
As long as men roam this planet, there's enough for all of us.
They're so dumb.
But just the butthole would be that lucrative.
Yeah.
Wow.
They love butthole. They love feet. A lot of them want to talk. I mean, the
that's,
feet.
That's the one that takes
could,
me over
you
the edge.
Do
the
my
talking.
Feet.
I'd say 75,000.
100%. I don't do it. I don't respond.
Yeah.
That's the beauty and the power of it too. That it's like these guys, and you watch them have little tantrums in your inbox. You're like,
that's
I've
cute.
Asked you 3 times. If you do JOI, which is jerk off instructions, which I don't do. Like, hey everybody, jerk off.
There, you got that one for free.
Are you joking? You're asking me to write a novella personalized to your fucking dick?
I want a Karen manifesto about how I should jerk off.
God. It's like, or I can just take one video, send it out, and you'll all buy it. I don't need all of you to buy it. I need like a percentage of you to buy it.
How often do you interact individually with these
Never.
People? Oh, wow. What a life.
I ignore. Unless they're really nice and they're very big tippers, they might get a heart.
Can they screenshot stuff? Like, what happened?
They might get a heart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's whatever.
I mean, here's the thing. It's not bad for business. They're insatiable. It's not like guys like watch like one naked video and go, whoosh, done with her.
Yeah. Right.
They keep coming back, you know?
Right.
That's how they are with porn stars too. They find their favorites whenever girls have new videos.
Yeah. But I would think it's more intimate with somebody who talks for a living or is funny for a living because you know the side of themselves. And then it seems so dangerous that you also know their nudity, their nude body. Like, it just... Porn stars,
I know, like,
we
so
put
many,
in a box, right?
Yeah.
But, like, we don't... Part of that box is I don't hear you talking about your life and your dreams
True.
And your desires,
it's
whatever.
It's just visual, right? It's very superficial.
So this is more intimate. This is much more intimate.
It's the novelty of it. It's like if fucking Barbara Walters decided to have an OnlyFans tomorrow, it would probably blow up.
Oh, my God. She would make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It actually kind of makes a case for women to have personalities.
Wow. Well done. Well done, Karen.
I think you just saw feminism.
Thank you so much.
That was beautiful.
That was great.
I didn't
really impressive. was good.
Right, right, right.
Because there's fucking, you know, there's 18-year-olds on there that I'm smoking, and I shouldn't be. I mean,
yes,
like,
you
pristine,
should.
Like, hymen's intact.
Yeah, but the hymen's intact, but this part doesn't know what it's doing yet.
It's my favorite God. Kind of porn right now, too. I am 18? So on the cusp of pedophilia. It's disgusting. I love the deflower videos. Do you ever get into deflowerization?
No, but is that what they call it?
I mean, a lot of them are fake. I can tell. Like, that. Yeah. She put a fucking ketchup pack up
I was
in
there. Like, there's like, they have like a vampire blood packet from Spirit Halloween.
Haunted pussy.
That's so funny.
But there's this one guy who gets to fuck all these virgins.
Oh, wow. It's like what the dream is when you die and you have all the virgins. I don't know what, I forget what religion that is, but one of them, you get all these virgins, and I'm like, that sounds like a bad time.
Muslim.
Yes. Yeah. It sounds like a bad time. And then what do the women get? Nothing.
Nothing.
He and kinda, a moment of silence moments for
women. Moment of silence. Yeah. Yeah. We're up. Now we're down again. God damn it.
Anyway, butthole and OnlyFans, 20K. Really good move.
Bring it back. Yeah, no, I forget what I was saying.
I know, you were just saying a sentence that it was good.
You loved virgin porn, yeah. And this one guy gets to fuck all the virgins.
What is this guy like?
This guy looks like an Eastern European version of Lewis.
For those of you who are watching who aren't Legion of Skanks fans, we're talking about Lewis J. Gomez. Yeah. He's a comedian. So if you want to Google and follow along with the story.
Like with
this fucking nightmare.
With hair. That's the only thing that kind of turns me off a little bit. Yeah.
The hair?
No, just the fact that he kind of reminds me of Lewis. Oh. I'm not really physically attracted to Lewis anymore. But it's like the sort of like uncomfortable pain on the girl's face that they're like sort of faking, and like the joy that the man is getting.
Yeah.
Just that vile essence of men.
That's why I like a woman makes husband cheat in front of her videos. Like cuck queen. That's my favorite porn. It's what I think about in my head.
I could get into that.
Oh my God.
That might be my new thing because I'm running out of shit.
Cuck queen wife. Look it up on any of the sites. It is a good time.
Do you like doctor stuff? I get really into doctor exams.
No, because I went to this Planned Parenthood in Chelsea and I had a really hot gynecologist and I got so wet that I was like, I gotta stop watching because I used to. And
it was actually affecting her medical examination.
Yeah, I like was dripping onto the floor and he was like,
Didn't he like that? I would marry
him. I hope he did, but I didn't look him in the eye. So,
Christina, we couldn't find this polyp because you were too wet.
Guilty.
If I was your
guilty.
Doctor, I'd be like, oh, this is my wife.
It is uncomfortable, though, but it's also uncomfortable. Like, I have a female OBGYN, and, like, I'm not...
You can't help it,
I'm not getting aroused.
But someone fingers you, it's hot.
If you're near my clits, I'm getting wet.
And you're lubing yourself up.
Yeah. There's no
and you
way
got
that
tools?
It's not.
It's the whole... It's everything about it.
You got
it.
Curtain openers?
It's Come the on. Fact that it's not supposed to be arousing is what makes it arousing.
Yes,
yeah, you're just like, what is happening? But also, there's, like, the, you know, the vagina alarm, as I call it, like, the defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Like, you know when someone's, like, being creepy to you on the subway or something, sometimes you get wet because you're basically like trying to fend off a premature rape, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. And so if you ever feel weird about that, like you're not weird. You're not attracted to
men
that
who
person.
Are sexually,
it's self-defense.
Yeah, men who get sexually assaulted get erections and it's like they feel ashamed about it for the rest of their lives. But I'm like, no, that's your body going, okay,
let's get this over
response.
With.
Yeah, yeah, without pain.
So you were talking about like being with someone who is obviously emotionally abusive. My question is, how do you be friends with that person afterwards?
It's like a pity. It's like a pity.
You see him in that light and you're like, you will always shoot yourself in the foot.
I see him for what he is, an abused orphan.
Yeah,
you know? I can sort of still kind of maintain.
I was trying to keep it more vague, but that's fine to go right back into specificity.
Yeah, you make a career now out of being loved because you never got that as a child.
Because I think it's a question I do have about like certain relationships in my life, both romantic and non. And it's like when someone hurts you emotionally that badly or treats you in that way, even if it is because of trauma they went through, at what point do you go, I can't subject myself to this anymore?
Yeah, I feel like as long as you're in a position where like this, they can't hurt you anymore in a way.
Right, like where there's nothing that they can like
take
from away
you.
From
you. You have to build a moat around your castle. You really, that they can't get through.
Yeah.
And then you can interact with them.
Yeah.
It's like you have to reframe them in your head almost. Or if it bothers you, you just don't talk to them because you can't help it if it bothers you.
I mean, there's a lot of comics who, like, you know, I'm friends with who at times are, you know, emotionally draining sometimes. I mean,
sure.
They haven't.
They all are, yeah.
Abused me, I suppose. But,
right. But they're energy vampires, you could say.
Yeah.
A lot of male comedians, not all, but a lot of them.
Oh, I started the day with an energy vampire. And I mean, it's really hard for me this year because I just want to be like, they'll be like, oh, you lost a gig? My dad died.
Right.
Goodbye.
Right.
Yeah.
And I really,
sucker.
I've really had to like, I've really had to talk myself down from like really lashing out at people a lot.
I'm surprised you don't ever lash out at people. I've never.
Every now and again, it's usually a boyfriend who I'm going to lash out on. You know, something who I don't need anything from.
Just be there and have a dick.
No,
that's
but Tom was even, he wasn't a comedian, but he, and he said all that stuff to me, and I don't.
About you, like negative things about you?
Right, like when I, like the, about all the OnlyFans stuff, and like he and I certainly aren't in like a friendship place. Like we, like once in a while, he'll hit me up to like sext and stuff, you know what I mean? Like now he just sees me as like a sex worker.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, sometimes I'm into it, sometimes I'm
not. Yeah, I could see how that could be hot.
But he was such a fucking emotional time vampire. Every morning he was silent.
That sounds
nice. I don't know when he started talking. I'm like a morning person though, and like I'm like up and like walking my dog and having coffee, and I usually like talk to my mom. Like I do my own thing like for an hour, and it's usually conversation with my mom, walking my dog.
That's a good way to start the day.
Yeah. And then, so by then I've had like one coffee, and that's when I would like start interacting with him when he was starting to wake up. And it was just every day, it was like digging someone out of a hole.
Oh.
Like jumping jacks, like court jester, like trying to crack a smile.
Wow.
I was that's almost exhausting. Like, I was like, phew, I get to go to work now.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Can't wait to get away from this asshole.
Brutal. He was so hot, and the sex was so good. And when he was good, he was good, you know?
Yeah.
When he like met me at my level.
My thing is, you're now that I live alone, and I
isn't it great,
so many areas of my life are doing, I'm doing well at taking care of myself,
yeah,
and I have a really fun life.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, if a guy comes along,
it they're ruins
gonna
this
they're gonna have to be so fucking exceptional, undeniably exceptional person to be to top this good time I have going on.
I feel the exact same way. I'm like, I am taking up every inch of closet space I have.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's not a spare hanger for you, motherfucker.
Yeah, like, I know you, like, mentally, like, emotionally, like, make room for the man in your life. Uh-uh. He should be at his house.
I don't see why the next man who enters my life shouldn't just double my life.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Just
I agree.
Just come in and, like, it's like, oh, I'd be like, oh, great, I get to pay less rent. No, I'm good paying this much rent.
Yeah, you pay your own rent.
You
yeah.
pay the
let's
same.
Let's get a $10,000 a month apartment.
Now
or
we're
whatever.
Fucking balling.
Yeah.
You know, like that's what
or
I'm
buy a place.
That's
yeah.
what I'm looking for. A Bella Danger's relationship seems excellent.
She's
to
a
me.
Porn star, right?
Yes.
Wait, which one is she? Oh, wait, I know
she's
her.
Got a fat ass and a decent face.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good. Good for her.
Just
she's Decent's
dating,
pretty good.
She's dating a gorgeous black lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Who owns his
like
own
couple.
Law firm. And they just like ball out everywhere they go. I don't know if she's still making as many films as she once was. She's got a like, I think she has like legit brand deals and stuff
now.
That's great.
You know, like
a power couple.
Seems like what a fun life.
Could you imagine dating a man who like has his own thing going on and is like loved and respected in his field and does really good at it, and then like has his own fortune that he earned and is emotionally intelligent?
Where are they?
I don't know.
They don't want women like us. This is going to sound terrible, but this is how I feel. Like men like that sometimes don't. That's why I brought up a Bella Danger, because it seems like such a rare thing. They oftentimes those guys don't want women like us. They want quiet, dumb, young.
Someone with an Etsy store who doesn't have a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
And like sometimes I think that I want the same thing. I'm like just like a quiet guy.
Hot.
Who could like look at him, he's great.
Yep.
Mine talks a lot, so that's not.
I was like, you adopted a different kind of guy.
We went to 3 toy stores yesterday.
Aw, that's fun.
I wish that was a joke.
That's cute.
Honestly, it was really fun.
I forget. I know you came on the show, Karen, a while ago, but I forget exactly what we talked about, but like in terms of sexual adventures,
yeah,
Like, what do you got under your belt?
Oh,
like,
I've done a lot of public fucking.
Ooh,
me
how
and Lewis
public?
Used to fucking public a lot. We fucked on a cop car. We fucked
in the daylight.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like out in the street.
Wow. How long were the cops away from their car?
I don't know.
A while.
Yeah.
Were they getting donuts?
Oh, not long enough for Lewis to come, but not me.
So yeah, that
makes
four
sense. To 5 minutes.
That checks out.
like a deli. Mm. Oh, me and Tom. I think this is what happened. Like, I feel like Tom started listening to like a lot of podcasts because I would talk about how me and Lewis used to fuck in public. So then he started fucking me in state parks. Like, oh, I get it.
I'll do you one better.
Yeah, this is
That's
your version.
So funny.
This is the nature version.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
And did you ever get caught in any of these public
no,
fuckings?
No. Tom was actually way like he would like he's like the pull the blinds down type of guy, and I'd be like pull him back up.
Yeah. God, I love being in a hotel when it's like next to another building. I'm like, oh my god, just masturbate like, all night.
Lights on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Here's the hole. It's my only fans in this window. Right there.
Lewis and Tom is like City Mouse and Country Mouse.
Yes.
I don't know if you've ever read that children's book, but
wow. Wow. Didn't know I needed to be reminded of that.
That's good.
Love That's that good book.
Yeah.
Have you ever done orgies or three ways?
No, not since like high school.
Not since
you did
high
orgies
school?
In high school?
I hooked up, like, me and this girl were like hooking up with a guy each, and then we swapped like a bunch of times.
Wow.
And her and I were both like naked.
Yay.
It was like, you know, but we weren't really touching each other, but we were friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had another threesome with this chick, but I bailed in the middle because it was my boyfriend, and she like pulled out these fucking huge ass tits with like barbells through her nipples, and I was like, I'm tired.
I don't want to do this anymore. I don't feel well.
How pissed was your boyfriend?
Probably so mad. But then I made him like just spoon me and like let her sleep in the bed. And I was like, you're only spooning me.
Thanks for listening to that clip with our interview with stand-up comedian Karen Feehan. If you want to hear the entire conversation, head on over to the Luminary channel on Apple Podcasts by going to apple.co/GWF.